The guy who did the laziest column in America today, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline at WEEI.com, is Mike Kadlec. Hello, Kadlec.
What's up, fellas? How we doing? I'm just waking up from a nap. I published my lazy column, and I figured I'd just sleep in this morning.
You know what? Like, hold on just for a second. If we're going to go the lazy route, let's talk about the morning show.
Oh, because
there. Seriously, right?
This is interesting. Fourier has found the differences between some of the shows and the intel that they gave Kadlec. So, just for those who don't know, Kadlec sends an email out on, I think it was like Wednesday or something like that. Hey, I'm putting together a column of what the staff thinks we should do with the number three pick and blah blah blah. And some people sent back three word answers, and some people sort of gave some real thought. Well, and this is where Fourier picks it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, Greg Hill, just the name. Drake May. Wiggs, just the name. Jaden Daniels. Courtney, just the name. J.J. McCarthy. At least Shine put a tad bit of effort into it.
Well, he just ripped off whatever Dan Kelly put in the ringer.
And then Curtis with
the only one that read the email.
Yep, it's true. If you read the email, Kadlec says, hey, maybe put a little blurb in there as to why you think the way you think.
And Curtis, another. So three out of the four people, right? How many people are on that show? Five. Three out of the five on that show just gave you just no effort whatsoever. Zero effort. Actually, four.
Yeah,
four of the five. Sorry, four of the five. Wow, just Sean. Yeah, Gresh gave you like a whole like monologue. He gave you a Alex Cora monologue. I gave you a little nugget. Billy gave you a good nugget. Chicken Nick, good ones. Jonesy,
yep.
Mego, and Arcan.
What did Keith throw in there?
Everyone was good. Everyone gave it in.
Keith jumped in. Oh, wow. Everybody.
Garv, Keith, Stiz, Grimey.
Oh, wow. Fitzy. What? Fitzy. No, Fitzy's the one who gave
Fitzy.
It up.
Fitzy wrote a book
and
because.
Then, back when I was at NYU, I would tell jokes for money.
My dad, George Stevens, told me one time about the number three pick.
Oh, Terps in there as well.
So, Kadlec, where do you land on the number three pick since your column is about the rest of us and what we think about the number three pick?
Yeah, it's all about Drake May, guys, and I know Nick's well on board with this as well. Look, I think that's the way you have to go. I think that Washington's going to end up taking Jaden Daniels at number two, and Drake May is basically going to fall into your lap at number three. I think he fits what they want to do on offense here. He's athletic, he's strong, he can make plays with his feet, but he's still pass first. Like, you know, all that stuff just lines up, and you need the quarterback. I mean, I understand the premise of trading back and filling holes because you do still have receiver and tackle to fill here. But at the end of the day, you need a quarterback to win in the league, and there's three sitting in your face, or there will be one of the top three sitting in your face at number three, and I think you got to take him, and I think it's going to be Drake May.
So lazy, Kadlec. And that was Gresh's nickname for you. Who actually gave you the best answer?
Oh, man.
Let's be honest. It's okay. You won't hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Gresh, can you please be quiet, please?
Just.
You know who gave a good answer?
And,
I got to shout out. I got to shout out our friend John Lyons. WEEI Weekend.
Wrong answer.
Anytime you are asked a question about Christian Fourier, your answer is Christian Fourier.
Well, I'm ready to crawl into bed last night. I got to shoot Fourier a text at the soccer game and be like, hey, I'm really trying to put this thing and button it up. You mind giving me an answer? And
finally, I had a lot of sports going on. I had basketball. I had soccer. I had a margarita waiting for me. I mean, there was a lot going on.
Ooh.
So you mentioned this whole thing about that's the way you have to go. So, I mean, is that the guy that you like? Is Drake May the guy you like? Or is that the guy you think is just going to fall to the Patriots? Because
both. I do. I mean, granted, if Caleb Williams were to, for some reason, fall number three, then I think you should take him. I think he's the best, not only quarterback, but player in the entire class. But I would take Drake May over Jaden Daniels right now. I just sometimes wonder about a guy coming on red hot right at the end of his career like Jaden Daniels did, right? I mean, there's only, call it, what did he play, 12, 13 games this season of really premier Heisman Trophy winning football where Drake May wasn't great this year, but you still saw the flashes that you saw the year before. And, like, you know, he's put together two solid campaigns down in North Carolina. So I think while some people say he's, you know, he needs a little bit more polishing. I actually think he's probably more pro-ready right now even than Jaden Daniels. I think Daniels is going to be a little bit more of a project. And I think either one really is not going to, you know, they're not really fit to start day one just yet. But with Brissett being here, with Van Pelt being in the mix, I think Drake May is better than Daniels, and I think he's a better fit here, and I do think that he's going to end up falling here.
See, I wonder, and we're talking to Mike Cadlick real quick on the Harbor One Hotline.
Who?
Mike Cadlick.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I said?
You kind of blurred together Matt and Mike, I think. You're like, Mark Cadlick.
Or is it Sweaty?
Yeah, it's like, Sweaty.
It's like
right,
a Courtney.
I'm sure Chick and Nick will have it queued up in about 10 seconds.
I think about the coordinators for, just call it, assume it's Caleb Williams 1. Then you have Dan Quinn and Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator and head coach Dan Quinn. Mayo, a head coach, and Van Pelt. I wonder who Van Pelt would have an easier time coaching. Because I think of Cliff Kingsbury and all the guys that he coached. Jaden Daniels fits the profile for a Cliff Kingsbury type of quarterback. You go all the way back to Texas Tech, you go back to Arizona, and then you go to USC where he was the coach for Caleb Williams. What do you think about that?
Yeah. 100% agree. And I not only look at Kingsbury as a fit with Daniels, but I look at them bringing in Marcus Mariota this offseason as their bridge quarterback too, a guy who can really use his legs and was a 1,000-yard rusher in college like Daniels was. Like, I just think that they're custom making the offense for Jaden Daniels in Washington. So I think he is a perfect fit with Kingsbury and what they want to do. And I think Drake May fits what they want to do here in New England too, that, you know, West Coasty type system, get the ball out quick. You know, under center, some bootleg action that you can do with Drake May where, you know, he's not going to run for, you know, 100 yards a game. But, again, he can make some plays with his legs. And so I just think, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that, like I said, they're sort of making it easy for Jaden Daniels to learn from Marcus Mariota and Cliff Kingsbury in Washington, whereas here you have a guy like Jacoby Brissett and, again, Alex Van Pelt to work with Drake May. I think that the fits make too much sense for 2 and 3 for those not to be the picks come next month.
Why do you not have Marvin Harrison Jr. the number one guy on your board?
I have him as the number two guy on my board because I think Caleb Williams is just different, and he's different for many reasons, but one reason is because he plays really good football on the football field. He can do it all. He has probably arguably the best arm in the class. He makes the best plays as far as off, you know, off script and out of structure. Like, I just think he can come in, and they've also already made that team in Chicago for him as well with guys like Keenan Allen. And, you know, he put DeAndre Swift around him and DJ Moore and guys like that. Like, I love Caleb Williams. I know people have a lot of knocks on him, but none of the knocks are on the football field. And I just think he's the best player at the most important position in football. So that's why I put Caleb as number one. But Marvin Harrison is, of course, number two. I mean, that guy could have started in the NFL like 3 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, you, Keith, Billy, a couple more people, I believe, in the we talked about Curtis, who just wrote Marvin Harrison. He didn't give me a whole write-up. But a couple other guys in the poll took Marvin Harrison Jr. too. And, look, if the Patriots took him, would I be disappointed? Probably not, because, again, he's a guy who could have played in the league, you know, 3 years ago. But I just think that you still need to go quarterback. It's more important. And that's why I have Caleb Williams over him, too.
Our Patriots insider, Mike Cadlick, at Regression for you. You can read his latest column on the number 3 pick at WEEI.com. Now, Cadlick, you were a quarterback at one point in time at the collegiate level. Even though you were a lefty, you still threw the ball. So you know about the cranky elbows. Did you see the odd photo out there of Jaden Daniels, and what do you make of it?
I feel like there's almost no shot that Rap Sheet didn't just, like, copy and paste a Google image that was deformed somehow or, like, went through 3 or 4 different edits because, yeah, there's these bursars or whatever you guys were talking about on an elbow, but it's not just the elbow that's poking out. His, like, whole forearm, there's, like, a right angle from where the bicep and the forearm meet. It's like, I don't understand how that's actually the picture. Now, I was looking at other photos of his elbow, and it does look like there's a little bit of a bursa there. But, I think that photo is somehow edited. It went through 2 or 3 AI generators and wound up on Rap Sheet's photo album and went on the thing. So I wouldn't worry about it if I was a team. I think that his elbow is going to be fine. I think he threw He was okay at his pro day yesterday. Nothing really flashed, but he made all the right throws. And I don't know how much you can really look at a guy in t-shirt and shorts anyway, frankly. I go back to, and I wrote about this. I put a little bit more into a little bit more effort into this column a few weeks ago, Gresh, about Johnny Manziel and how he should have changed the pro day and way pro days happened across the, you know, college level, because he threw in pads. And, you know, Johnny Manziel made plenty of mistakes throughout his career, but the one he didn't was throwing in pads at his pro day at Texas A&M. I thought that was awesome. I thought, you know, that's what you do. You don't throw in a t-shirt.
See, you would have, you would have been sucked into the greatest quarterback heist in the history of the NFL. Look at this guy. He's throwing in pads. He must want it more. Like, that's you, Mike Mack.
Yeah,
that is you.
You have to throw in pads.
Stop it.
You have to throw in pads. I think that's how it should be.
Why don't they put a mouthpiece in? Why don't they put a mouthpiece in and then literally wear their thigh pads, their knee pads?
Yeah, they
you
should.
Know, put their knee braces
the
on.
Pad.
I mean, like, yeah,
throw
it's
the
like.
On.
Yeah, put them all in. Yeah, and I want to hear them bark signals with the mouthpiece in, because that's what you got to do in the NFL. You sound
change
like
the play at the line
the
of scrimmage.
Sims play call. The Chris Sims play call with John Gruden, have him go through a full NFL play sheet as well.
That's what I would like to hear, actually. If they could just recite it, that would be great. Hey, you know what? The thing about that picture, though, Mike Kadlik, is
it was his first game you butchered.
We're talking to Mike Kadlik. I did it. Look at
Mike.
We're talking to Mike Kadlik.
Third time's a charm for
you. How did I mess that up? As far as me messing things up, that was not bad at all. That scores out of one.
Now, you know what? That's
one
very fair.
Okay.
That is very fair.
The thing with that Ian Rappaport picture is somehow I do think that Ian Rappaport is like working for a team. Hey, listen, send this photo out there and make sure that everybody sees it. Like, he's deformed. Like, he's got a bad elbow.
Bill's not here anymore. That doesn't happen.
Mike, do you think that national reporters, local reporters, do you think they're on the take for certain teams as far as pushing the narrative one way or the other?
100%. There's these, like, sometimes when Schefter and Rappaport get this info from agents, it's like the tight end guru like signed this, you know, they agreed to terms with XYZ and the contract was negotiated by star super agent,
yeah,
blah blah blah. And it's like, obviously they're on the take for these guys, and they always obviously they put out the bottom line most guaranteed number when really they're all fake guarantees and there's void years and stuff. Like, they're obviously looking to help the players out and help the agents out, and that's how they get information first. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's maybe some local guys do it too, but I see it more so as a
name.
Name them.
Who do you think locally?
No, I don't know.
Come
I'm just
on.
Saying that it's more so a national thing. It's a national thing. You already got one name out of me. I'm not going to give you anything else.
Mike Kadlik at WEEI.com as Fourier tries to get him in hot water with the rest of the people on the beat. As we get closer to the draft, Kadlik, what's your best hunch as to what the Patriots might do with the high second round pick, number 34 overall?
I think it has to be wide receiver or tackle. That's the obvious answer, right? And if they maybe addressed one of the two in free agency more than they did, then we'd have a clear answer, but they obviously didn't. They missed out on Calvin Ridley, and they seemingly didn't even try and whiff for a left tackle. And so it's got to be one of the two. I feel like there's going to be a late run on wide receivers towards the back end of the first round, because it is a stacked class and it's turning into the second most important. I know you don't want to hear this one, Gresh, but it's turning into the second most important position in football behind quarterback. So I feel like they might be able to, you know, sneak in and land a pretty decent left tackle at pick 34, whether that's, you know, a guy like Tyler Guyton or Amarius Mims. Like, there's a ton of them, and both classes are deep. And so, long story short, it has to be one of those two picks. And then when you get to, like, 68, that's when you can kind of screw around and maybe go cornerback, maybe go defensive line or something like that. But you need to fix quarterback and then one of the two at pick 34.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, because of the signing of KJ Osborne, and you just look at there are a lot of maybe B-level wide receivers there, mm-hmm, but a lot like last year, you can at least put a functional group out there, which does have me thinking that they're kind of leaning, unless the right guy falls, I almost feel like they're going to go tackle at 34 because when you look at the roster, that is one of the real gaping holes. Like a quarterback, you're talking about taking a developmental guy, but you at least have a functional starter there. Right now, I think the argument would be you don't have a starting left tackle, so you're really almost drafting a guy, I think, at 34 that you're counting on to come in and play right away.
Right, and I still wouldn't rule out a trade, honestly, for, you know, a big-name wide receiver. That's how these teams do it now. And, look, I know we haven't seen anything that would give us, I guess, give us any hope right now from this front office that they would pull off a blockbuster like that. But, I mean, look, guys like T. Higgins have already requested a trade, and Brandon Ayuk is going into a contract year and, you know, seemingly he's tweeting out an Instagram storying emojis that's saying, you know, money talks and BS doesn't. And so some of these guys want out, and if the Patriots can swing a deal, they do still have not only cap space this year, but they're going to carry more over next year. They can swing a trade and sign a guy to a longer-term extension with one of those guys who are seemingly out on the outskirts of some of those teams. So I'm not necessarily ruling out a trade for a number one wide receiver either. That might include pick 34. It might include their third-round pick. But and if that's the case, obviously, then you go tackle with the next pick because right now you're basically running it back as you did last year, and we know that offensive line was no bueno.
All right, Catholic, thanks a bunch.
Muy bueno.
What is the idea for the lazy column heading into the weekend? You ask us our favorite
color
football snacks
pizza
or
toppings.
Oh
pizza,
my
yeah,
god!
Favorite color.
Or your favorite number 28?
Favorite color.
This is just. I mean, Catholic puts out the Friday pizza tweet. And there is, you know, I'm expecting like, hey, here's the fried calamari pizza.
I saw a pizza the other day with lettuce on it.
I still don't understand. Do you like pickles, Gresh?
I'm not anti pickles at all. Yeah, I like fried pickles. I like them on
pizza.
Burgers.
They're
it doesn't
delicious.
Go on pizza. It's just like pineapple. Doesn't.
Who
go on
wrote
pizza.
The rules as far as what can and what can go on pizzas and what can't go on pizza. I mean,
it's like the people
dough.
Who like nachos. Hey, here's a bunch of chips with barf on it.
Now you've gone too far.
Weirder food takes than I do.
What is your issue with nachos?
Gross. It's just a
Do you
bunch
like
of,
cheese?
Not really.
Do you like
mozzarella?
Chips? You don't like chips or cheese. Oh, wait, of course. So don't rip nachos.
If Gresh doesn't like chips and cheese, then how can he come at me for my
exactly.
food taste?
Exactly.
There, I'll give you another one, Cad. Like peanut butter and jelly. The most overrated sandwich on the planet, and it's not even close.
That's amazing.
You know what I've had? A peanut butter and jelly burger at this place in Mansfield.
What is it? Just is it with a hamburger bun or just on a ham? Is it a hamburger?
No,
patty?
With a burger. It was burger, cheese, I think bacon, and then peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly goes with anything. So I'm down.
Stuff.
I'm definitely down for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly goes with the trash.
Right in
That's
my mouth.
That's best use.
Right in my mouth.
Catholic, thank you, buddy. We appreciate
hey,
you. Keep it up.
Can I get to one thing quick? I get to one thing quick
Please.
Before you let me go?
Of course.
Yeah. So I ran into a quick issue this morning where I've been training for the Providence Marathon for the last 12 weeks, Gresh, and your people down there can't get the bridge right. So I'm out of a marathon because they canceled it. And so I'm curious if there's anyone out there who can give me any tips, tricks, advice, or help getting into the Boston Marathon over the next few weeks. I'd appreciate that greatly. So my DMs are open. If anyone's got the inside track to that, I'd appreciate it.
Call Greg Hill.
Again, freaking weirdo.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
But he willingly wants to run a marathon.
I'm with you on that. Those people are just like that's what turns you on.
Didn't Brewski do it once and he's like, I'll never do it again.
Chara yeah. once.
Yep.
Or Gresh, get your guys to fix the bridge.
Oh, dear Lord. You expect me to overcome the incompetency of a whole state full of idiots? I mean, that is something, friend. But I'll get on it. There's other bridges there, too. I don't know why they can't reroute it, because they probably don't want riffraff like you running through the east side of Providence. Not East Providence, side of Providence, like where Brown is and stuff like that. Yeah, people from URI and Worcester State don't get invited to Brown. So there you go. All right, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see you, man. There we go.
There's Mike Cadlick.
Help out our guy Cadlick.